The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie is with us. What are microtransactions?
Microtransactions refer to basically any purchase that's made in a game for some sort of item or skin or map or level or anything like that. They're very popular in mobile gaming. What happens in mobile gaming is that the developers will basically allow you to play the first few levels of a game, and then you'll have to pay to play further into the game.
It's almost like they hook you in.
Exactly.
They reel you in, and then to keep going, you have to start
paying for it, yeah. And you can keep playing and keep, you know, paying money to continue playing the game. Now, in the context of console games, like, say, for example, Grand Theft Auto 5, microtransactions in that case refer to, you know, you can buy a new car. And, like, I mean, to be fair, the reason they're called microtransactions is because in some cases you can pay something like $2.99 or $3.99 for that.
Yeah, but you've already paid €70 for the game.
This is true, but it's an add-on. You see, it's called downloadable content. So the idea is that it's an additional game. It's an additional item in the game in order for you to enjoy it, but you still have the game that you paid for. Now, a different thing that's going on at the minute is what's called free-to-play games, which are games like Fortnite, for example, or a new one that was just launched called Apex Legends. And what this is that essentially you're given the game to play. You can play it as much as you want, but you're playing it in multiplayer. So in other words, you're going to be playing with other players. And they can, if they want, can pay a lot of money for better weapons, better skins, better, you know, additional items that will give them an advantage over you if you haven't paid for it. And these games are kind of derogatorily known as pay-to-win games. And there's a big problem.
There's also a social issue. You know, apart from the fact that it's giving some people an unfair advantage in the game,
sure,
it's also for kids who are maybe come from poorer backgrounds.
Oh yeah, completely.
Who can't actually, their parents can't afford for them to be spending money to upgrade to be able to compete with their friends.
Yeah, and another part of this as well is the fact that if parents aren't actually watching what they're doing, and you know they have their credit card details already logged into the account or whatever, kids can just, you know, keep hitting buy. On these things, and their parents won't know about it until they get handed the bill at the end of the month.
Yeah, because there's a shocking statistic that but 90% of all revenue generated by iPhone and Android app stores come from the free-to-play games with the microtransactions added on.
Yeah, 90%. That was a study that was done in 2013, and that, as far as I know, that figure is still accurate. Like, and just to give you an example of as well, in Grand Theft Auto 5, the game was launched in 2015. There's still an active player base to this day, and Rockstar Games made $500 million from microtransactions alone. $500 million. That's not counting the amount of money that they made off the actual purchase, people buying the game. $500 million just from people, you know, buying downloadable content for it.
Now, there's also the issue of loot boxes. And this is something that's become an issue in national parliaments elsewhere. And I think it's become an issue here in the Dáil as well.
Yeah.
Just explain what a loot box is.
A loot box is essentially a player can pay something like, I don't know, maybe $5.99, $3.99, whatever. They're basically given this box. They're not told what's in the box. There is a potential for having, you know, really good items or items that they've had before. If you think, I mean,
it's a bit like the Panini football
stickers.
Correct.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That's exactly what it's like.
But lucky dip, and you hope you're going to get the players
exactly that
you actually want.
Exactly that. But more often than not, is the case the players already have the items, or it's a case of they don't really need it or don't really use it. Now, the Gaming Commission in Belgium have basically said that this is a form of underage gambling. Because, I mean, you are taking a gamble when you buy a loot box. The idea is that you don't know what's in it and you're kind of hoping for the best. The Gaming Commission in Belgium have basically called for it to be banned in Europe. Now, the other side of this is that developers are basically saying, look, this is just the way things are nowadays. You know, people don't have to buy these things. We're not forcing people to buy these things. But at the same time, you know, if you're playing a game and you want to get an edge on your competitors, you're going to buy these things.
And indeed, this has come up in the Dáil. I think it's the Fine Gael TD, the chairman of the parliamentary party, Martin Hayden, has brought it up in relation to games like Overwatch.
Yeah, and Overwatch, yeah, it's become a big thing. Loot boxes are a big thing. I mean, like, on the one hand, I see people's problem with it. I absolutely do, because there is an element to this of you don't know what you're getting, you have no way of knowing, and there is the thing of that it's you're taking a punt, like you're basically just, you know, giving them a few quid and seeing, hoping for the best. But I mean, developers wouldn't be making these things, they wouldn't be building these things if people weren't buying them. You know, that sort of way. There is the element of, like, you don't have to buy these things. Your enjoyment of the game is not contingent on you buying it. So there's a sort of...
But your enjoyment of the game can be limited.
To a certain degree, yes. But, I mean, then it's just a case of buy a better game. Buy a game that doesn't have these things. There are plenty of
games... Or actually, a paid-for game rather than something that's free.
Yeah, correct.
But you get nothing for free, basically.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's... Jesus, that's a maxim of all life. I mean, there are games like, say, for example, like Titanfall 2 that doesn't have any microtransactions at all. And it is a very, very good game and has a very, very active player base. And yeah, and that's it. Like,
but there has to be some way. If the developers are going to develop a game, they have to get something for the money back.
Like, exactly. Listen,
I'm out of time. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme tonight.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.